We're sorry to have kept you waiting, and now the time has come, and so we would like to begin the Trend Micro FY 2010 second quarter results. We would like to thank you for coming despite your busy schedules and despite the very hot weather. For today's presentations, first of all, we have our COO and CFO Representative Director Mahendra Negi, who will be talking about the second quarter results. And then we will have our CEO Eva Cheng make an explanation, and our country manager Mr. Omikawa will be talking about the domestic as well as the global business. As for the materials that Eva Cheng and Mr. Omikawa will be using, this will be uploaded to the web this evening, so please refer to it. My name is Negi, and today we do not have poor results at all to explain about. Rather, we are preparing the materials to be handed out, and we'll be talking about the second quarter and we will focus on the numbers that achieved for the second quarter. It's minus 3% in net sales on a year-on-year basis, and we have 23.5 billion yen, and we have 5.5 billion in operating income. The numbers haven't changed that much since our announcement last week. The major factors was explained during the revision in the consumer market in Japan. For sales there, the rebates were higher than expected. And so in regard to how the net sales are posted, we deduct the rebates and look at the net sales on a net basis. So even if it's a gross plus, it is slightly lower when we deduct the rebates. And also, there was an acquisition of a company. And in regard to that payment for the acquisition of the company, as well as the depreciation of intangible assets, there was 200 million yen. So it was about 700 million that the results exceeded the plan. And 500 million are what was deducted from sales. And at the very bottom, we look at the figures without the impact of the FX, it's flat. And this is lower than our projections. On a dollar-denominated basis, we have a 2% increase on a year-on-year basis in net sales at 255 million. And operating income is plus 9%. The profit ratio has increased, as in the previous quarter. And the acquisition cost for new customers increased, and so that hit our profits. But it's not just us. The same thing is happening to the competition. And we can only disclose the gap numbers. But when we look at their gap numbers, then we see that their profit ratios are down. And that's the reality that our industry is facing. And compared to plans, we have these results. If net sales, it's minus 500 million. And there is also the cost of 200 million, so that there's a 700 million impact. And we have seen negative figures for Europe and for North America when we look at net sales by region. And although these are negative numbers, it's in terms of a single-digit negative number. And we see that North America and Europe are the results are not so good when we look at this on a FX-based aspect. And it's about 870 million yen impact because of FX. And that was one of the negative factors for this particular quarter. If we look at this by segment, we see that the consumer business is plus 3%, whereas the other is minus 6%. Now, in these two markets, which we are active in, we see that in the enterprise area, the situation was tough at minus 6%. Compared to the competition as well, I don't believe that things are that different. And we'll get the numbers later on. But for the corporate market, The sales cycle is quite long. And it takes quite a lot of time to take measures, and in order to adopt new technology, it takes time. So there are various factors for this, but the sales cycles are longer in the case of the enterprise market. And if we look at this at the by region, we can see that in Japan, we are seeing an increase in our share, and we're down in Europe compared to 1 year ago. It's down from 21% to 19% in Europe. This is the numbers for the bookings, and we can see that in Europe and in North America, we're down, whereas it's plus 2% in Japan. And we've explained about this previously. In regard to what is posted on the balance sheet, we have the impact, and if we look at this on a flow basis, then it's a minus 10% in America and plus 2% when it comes to Europe. Then we have the deferred revenue. We're down here. And as already mentioned, it doesn't mean that we're down everywhere. It's also the FX impact. And deferred revenue by region. Here, there is not much to comment about, but in when it comes to costs, what's different is here, this area, in regard to the cost of goods sold, and also the salary and benefits. We're seeing more employees, so we have an increase here. And there is this area, which used to have only stock options, but for future disclosures, we have stock options as well as acquisition-related expenses that will be included. And there's depreciation and so on that will be included here. So there is an increase because of that factor. And this is the bookings versus total costs. The outstanding bookings number has changed, and we are seeing a decrease in the area highlighted in green. As for cash flows, it's minus 13% on a year-on-year basis. But this is linked to the operating income. And there's nothing else in particular to comment about here. As for the Q2 highlights, you may wonder what the highlights are by looking at these numbers, but there are some areas that we have expectations for. And in Eva Chen's presentation, you will be able to see the further details about this. But first of all, we have the virtualization security. We have been talking about this since the beginning of this year, and we have some success cases. It's not just concept alone. There are customers paying and adopting this. And also the endpoint, the software on the terminals. From about 2 years ago, it was difficult to move forward with differentiation except in price, but now recently we're seeing more competition take place, and we believe that SPN differentiation is being achieved. And we have the office scan product that is being deployed in the enterprise market, and we have seen increased net sales in this area. Meanwhile, for the lowlights, one thing as already mentioned, the sales cycle remains long. And in the second quarter, we were not able to close all of the deals that we had been looking forward to.
In the EMEA region, performance remains weak. This is due to several factors, including a macroeconomic factor. So not just Trend Micro, but our competitors are also struggling in Europe. In the consumer market, we were trying to do something in Europe, but again, at this point in time, it is not really showing in numbers. And Dell, SME, and also ASUS, PC OEM, especially for consumers in Europe. And this business is already posting profit, but lower than our expectations. So these are the Q2 lowlights. Headcount increased by 152, mostly in sales and marketing. And a company called Humio, a British company, was acquired by us. Backup and file synchronization services are provided by Humio. And backup and synchronization is something that we want to focus on going forward, because in the era where a lot of mobiles are being used, this functionality is going to be very important. So we have added some people in research and development in there, and also we are trying to build the platform for cloud business as well. So there's a net increase. No comment about non-operating items, and these are items on balance sheet. You can see the detailed report in the financial statements, so I would like to skip this. No change within the CDO holdings. Approximately 500 million yen latent profit, so the situation has not really worsened. This is the semi-annual financial highlight. Total of first quarter and second quarter. No special comment. Negative 19% for operating income and flat net sales. We also have forecast for the third quarter, but for the second half, we believe the situation is going to be more or less the same as the first half. And this is the regional breakdown. And this is the forecast for third quarter. For Japan, single-digit growth. US and Europe, mid-teen decrease is expected. And exchange rate, 86 yen to a dollar and 113 yen to 1 euro. And as a result, minus 4% net sales and minus 30% operating income at 5.9 billion yen. So these numbers may seem very poor compared to the previous year, but this doesn't differ much in terms of comparison against the second quarter. In the second quarter, there was a plan of launch of virus busting planned in Japan, so there are some expenses, and also stock option expenses would be included, as well as acquisition cost going forward, which is approximately 1 billion yen. Stock option is about 600 to 700 million, and about 200 million would be spent on acquisition. And without the impact of exchange, net sales would increase by 2%. And the fourth quarter will be the most important quarter for us. So we expect the performance of the fourth quarter to be better. But if we have these numbers for the third quarter, net sales may not increase like we mentioned earlier, maybe it will be flat. And the income might decrease by two digits. We believe that the fourth quarter situation will be better than these numbers you are seeing right now. But the challenge is how much of this can we cover within the fourth quarter, and not everything. That's all from me, and I would like to provide more detailed explanation during Q&A session. Thank you very much for your kind attention.